tweaking the services. Put your hands together for our brother in the Lord all the way from Milwaukee, Reverend Rex Waltney. Come on and give him a good hand of appreciation. Hallelujah.
Come on and give the Lord a good hand. Now give yourself a good hand. How many of you are glad you woke up this morning? You know, you didn't have to do it. You could have laid in bed all day long and said, I'm just going to lay here today. It's Sunday. But something on the inside, greater is he that's in you than you are that's in the world, said you got to get up. Thank God for that inner man. I said, thank God for that inner man. Amen. It's not the outer man, but it's the inner man that keeps us going. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. We're so happy to be here this morning. And let me just say this. About 55 years ago, I started from right down there. And nowhere in this world I haven't been since then. But I'm so glad to be back. It's good to go, but it's good to come back. It's good to know that God is God, and he always will be God, but it's greater to be a part of God. How many of you feel like you're a part of God? You know, I know God can do anything without me, but I believe he can do more with me than he can without me. There's some things that I can do and some things that you can do that nobody else can't do, and that's why God put us here for a reason. I have just come off of a two-week fast. Every year at the end of the year and the first of the year, I fast for 2 weeks. A week for the old one going out. Thank God I made it. And a week for the new one coming in. And at the end of the fast, God spoke to me, and he said, this is the year of hope. Now, everybody talks about faith. And the Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. But without hope, faith don't have nothing to work with. So I got some hope. I said, I got some hope. Glory to God. I'm hoping for some things that I'm going to see take place in this year that I've never seen take place before. And I'm excited about this week because, you know, I'll be here for five services, F-A-I-T-H. Faith, just a little bit of faith. It don't take a whole lot. Just use what, how many's got faith in this house this morning? Glory, the Bible said faith, nothing is impossible to them that believe. If you've got faith, all things are possible. You know, I'm glad that the old is past. The Bible said, forgetting about the past, looking forward to the new. God said, behold, I have set before you an open door. Listen, let me say that this is a year of the unexpected. You know, you order something in the mail and you go to the post office every day expecting it to be there. But this is the year of the unexpected. The Bible said the blessings of God maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Said the blessings of God will follow you and come upon you when you ain't expecting them. Tonight in the service, I'm going to open that door and put a key in your hand that's going to open the door for the unexpected. You know, now, you might win the lottery if you play it. You never win it if you don't play it. Somebody said, Brother Rex, do you play it? No, I don't have time to play it. But a lot of things can happen that you don't expect. See, God said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of good and not of evil, that you might have an expected end. But honey, we need some unexpected things to happen to us. Last Sunday, I preached this in our church in Milwaukee. God was opening the door for the unexpected. Wednesday, my wife and I, by the way, she said to be sure and tell you hello. She's as pretty as ever and as feisty as ever and as good as ever. And well, she's just like the Lord. She don't ever change. Every time I go home, she's got a list for me, something to do. I can expect that. But I walked into this man's store and shook his hand, and I hadn't seen him for quite a while. And I said, "How you doing, Frank?" He said, "Just fine." He said, "Listen," he said, "I want to give you $500. I said, "I won't take it." I wasn't expecting it, Brother Tony. It shocked me, never give me anything in his life. And I thought, God, why is he giving me this $500? God said, "Didn't I tell you it's a year of unexpected?" Glory to God. So I'm going around expecting the unexpected. Hallelujah. Look over at somebody and say, "It's on." It's on. It's on, baby. It's on. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. It's on. Hallelujah. And I come especially this morning. I wanted to hear your pastor, Brother Dennis, minister today. I've known Brother Dennis for a long time. He's always proven to be honest and true and a great person. And you're honored, you're privileged to have him as a pastor of this church. And I'll guarantee you one thing over this morning when we were singing and I was meditating and praying to the Lord, and God said, "You ain't seen nothing yet." Look over somebody and say, "Baby, take a good look. You ain't seen nothing yet. Things are fixing to happen." Glory to God. The old is gone and the new has come. Somebody shout hallelujah. Honey, I'm ready for a Holy Ghost shout down. Glory to God. You talk about shouting and singing and praising God and worshiping God and running and seeing miracles take place. You ain't seen nothing yet. Tell them, say, "You ain't seen nothing yet." Anoint your eyes with eyesight that you may be able to see that which God is doing. And I appreciate being here. Appreciate Brother Dennis being my friend, this great man of God. Listen, God's got a message for you this morning that's going to touch your heart. Be here tonight. I want to put something in your hand for the unexpected. Bless you.
Amen. Come on and put your hands together for the man of God. Glory to God. While they get ready, you can open up your Bibles to 1 John. I better get this out the way. Amen. The third chapter. Mine. Amen. Earlier this week, I was thinking, Brother Terry, I was talking to God about some things. Thanking God for allowing me to press my way into another year. Most folks don't think that's important, but if you've been through a lot the last year, you appreciate making it into another one. You appreciate just making it into the next day. Because it's a blessing just to live another day. With folks falling by the wayside and folks leaving here, you thank God for just pressing. And as I was reminiscing and thinking about some things that God had brought me through and how he had held me up in some circumstances, I was asking God, I said, "Lord, how did I get to this point?" And the Lord said, "Love brought you back." Because I don't know about you, but I had got to a place in my life where it was very easy for me to hate people. Not want to be bothered. Not trust, have confidence in people. But love brought me back. Love can bring you back. Amen. The love of God has abilities and properties that you never could imagine. That'll bring you back from places that you have went into because of things going on in your life. Persecution and affliction and trial and tribulation. They do things to your physical state. and your way of thinking. They try to transform you back into things that you have been set free from and things that God has delivered you from. And these things come to afflict you in a way where you are reminded and you try to go back there, and it's a way of protecting yourself. And we try to hide ourselves in those places, but God said, hide yourself in the secret place of the Most High and dwelleth under the power of the Almighty. So love will bring you back. The love of God will bring you back from experiences, will bring you back from situations, will bring you back out of problems and bring you back out of trials and settle you down and let peace flow in your spirit and let hope, like Brother Pastor Rex was talking about, manifest itself in your spirit. I never really thought about that before. We've been teaching and preaching on hope a lot lately, but I never thought about that. Without hope, you can't have faith. They go hand in hand. But today I want you to be encouraged, because love will bring you back. But what I found out about love, it can't bring you back unless you open your heart to it. He stands and he knocks on the door. And if you bid him to come in, he'll come in. And he can bring you back to a place stronger, greater, mightier than you've ever been before. But you've got to let him in. Well, just close your eyes and let's just worship the Lord for just a few minutes. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm finding my way at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard. But to hear what you would say, a word of God speaks, would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speak. How many need the word of God to speak to you? Amen. Ooh, yeah. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you. And in the quiet, to hear your voice, the word of God speak. Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay. Yeah.
you fall down like rain. The washing my eyes to see your majesty. Oh, let me still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay where in your holy air. Word of God speaks. Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. The word of God speaks.
Praise you this morning. We ask that you would have your way in this service, that you would move on the abundance of your word, encouraging, strengthening, and lifting up your people, Lord God. Father, that we might run this race with the fullness and assurance that it's already been made, Father. We are looking at those things that are not as though they are. We're looking past the natural and we're seeing the supernatural. Father, through hope, Lord God, we know that the earth were framed. And Father, it's because of our faith and our favor that we have. Lord God, we believe you to do supernatural things today. So Father, as we glorify you, we give you praise, we give you honor. We glorify you today and we magnify your name. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask everyone to stand for 1 second and put your hands together and give God some praise. Just stand and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We praise you. We adore you. We thank you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you. Hallelujah. Magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey. Thank you. Hallelujah. Made me see. I'm finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. Hallelujah. If you've got your Bibles, open up the book of 1 John. I might have said James or 1 John. The 3rd chapter, we'll start with the 15th verse. Amen. Well, let's start at 13. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a what? Is a what? Is a what? A murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Well, my God, some people will make you want to take your life back. They'll make you hate the day you gave your life for them. Well, I didn't give my life. You'd be amazed at the folks you gave your life for. You gave your life when you allowed them to stress you out and you didn't do anything. When they persecuted you and you didn't do anything. When they afflicted you and you stood the test. Things that go on in your life from people. Do you know we have more attacks that come from brethren and people than we do from Satan? Amen.
But it's easier to blame it on Satan than to blame it on somebody. Because God said he don't want you to blame him. He wants you to love him anyway. But you get to a place in your life where you're ready to give up. You feel beaten and you're discouraged and you're looking around and there seems to be no help for you. Because people can't help you if they don't know where you are. See, and that's what love does for us. Just been discouraged to the point where when every morning you get up, you hate to get out of the bed because of circumstances and situations. Well, I know because I've been there. Where you'd almost wish that God just come and take you home because of you tired and you're weary from going through. You know, the Bible says he put no more on you than that which you could bear, but it seems like you borne all that you possibly could. And you're crying out to God, Father, I need your help. I don't know if I can make it another day. I need you to strengthen me. I need you to encourage me. Because all the time you've been encouraging yourself, you've run out of encouraging words. You've felt like you've given up your last breath. You can't see the light from looking through the clouds. And you ask yourself, Lord, where are you? And you know that the Bible says he'll never leave you or forsake you. He'll be with you even to the end. So in your spirit, you know he's there. But it seems like you're on this track and you're on this wilderness experience and you're all by yourself and you're crying out for help. And the folks you're crying out for help from are the ones that are at you. So what do? You trust in God. Here in the word of God, it says, bow not, my brother, and the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. We have to understand why we have life. When the flesh brings you to a place of hatred and envy and strife and makes you hostile towards people, then you're about to miss out on what God has for you. You have been through things where you're just tired and, you know, I get to the place I want to get like Brother Hart sometimes. I want to say, God, why don't you just kill him? But you can't do that because the very finger you pointed them is pointing back at you. And don't waste your time asking to miss, because God ain't going to kill them because you're so special. He didn't kill the Pharisees and the Sadducees for doing what they did to Jesus. So what makes you think he's going to kill somebody for you? So I had to give that one up. I couldn't put any confidence in that one anymore. So I had to remind myself, you can't be asking God to kill people. Well, I'm being for real with you. Or I say, well, Lord, just let them hurt just a little bit like I'm hurting. God said, well, how do you know they're not hurting like you're hurting? The reason they're putting you through what they're going through, because they're hurting. Because we've forgotten that you have to love the brethren. It gets hard sometimes to love folks who you know are trying to destroy you. But you better find a way to do it if you want what God has for you. You've come too far. You've run too many races. You've been through too much trial and too much tribulation to miss out on your blessing. We were teaching in the book of Genesis this morning, and we were talking about how God opened up Hagar's eyes so she could see the well of water, which was always there already. Your blessing is already there, but your eyes have to be illuminated so you can see that it's there. But it can't be illuminated. You will never see what God has for you if you allow hatred and envy and strife to manifest itself in your life. That's why it's so important that we pass from death to life when we learn to love each other. Sometimes folks, I used to think it was impossible to love, Brother Tim. Can't nobody love them. Nobody can love them. They are unlovable. And then God will put you to the test and say, well, you better find a way or you're going to miss out on what you got coming. I said, well, Lord, why don't you lay that rap on somebody else? He said, you the one said it was impossible. don't know about you, but God likes to make me eat my words. So I'm learning to try not to say nothing that I'll have to eat later. Because you get full real quick. Love the brethren. Pass from death unto life. See, when you pass from death to life, that means that the old nature dies out and you move into the Spirit of God. Because God loved us all regardless of who we were, what we looked like, what we did, or what we came from. God loves everybody. He may not love what we do, but he loves everybody. Jesus died for all, not just for a certain group. So when we learn to love the brethren, or love with the love of God, we allow the death that's in us to come under subjection to the life that is trying to manifest itself in us, which is Christ. Jesus loved everybody. Disciples wanted to throw folks away. Jesus said, no. You that is without casualty, throw the first stone. Folks throwing stones nevertheless. This scripture jumps out at me because Brother Tim was saying it all the time. Elder Tim. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. Didn't say you had to murder him. You know what it is to be a murderer? Oh my God. Means that you actually take something that doesn't belong to you that God gave somebody. You're telling God that he's no longer important because you took life that you did not give. You can't change one hair on your head. Folks are trying all the time. But it don't work. Because if God meant for you to be bald, you eventually going to be bald. I don't care how many thousands you spend on hair growth, implants. Even if you put a rug up there, you still bald. You just covered up your baldness. So I'm ahead of the game. You'll never know whether I was bald or not because my head's always bald anyway. But we have to look at it with the sense that God is able to bring us from all things and take us into new things. Murderers. You a murderer, Sister Sherry? I hope not. Especially, I'm around you every day. You don't know who you're sitting next to. Don't everybody start looking next to you now. You don't know that no murder hath eternal life abiding in him. Listen to me, folks. I don't care how much you speak in tongues, shout and run, or lay on the floor. If you hate somebody, you don't have God in you. You could be able to call fire down from heaven, but if you don't have God in, if you hate somebody, you do not have the Spirit of God in you. You just got gifts that come without repentance. God is trying to get us to heaven. You're not going to heaven because you have abilities to lay hands on the sick and they recover. You're not going to heaven because you can call the dead back and give them life. You're not going to heaven because you have ability to pray for the sick and they get healed, or pray for a lame and they receive new limbs. You're going to heaven because you love one another. Because God is love. And if you don't have that same love, how can you abide with him? Jesus coming back for a church that's without spot or wrinkle. Most folks assume that that means that you're going to be perfect. Well, on the way we're going, don't look like that's ever going to happen. But we can come to a place of maturity in God where we learn to love everybody with the love of God. Don't mean you're going to be without mistakes, but you know how to love with the love of God. Don't mean you're going to be without error, but you know how to love with the love of God. When Jesus comes back, he's going to search the hearts and the intents of a man's heart. What's in your heart is going to get you to heaven. And love makes you do things that are honest and upright before God.
You can't treat folk any kind of way you want to treat them and think you're going to get away with it. There's a lot of folks in here that's got family members. They treat you bad, you treat them bad. They treat you bad, you better move on. Because what you got, they need. But if they allow you to give up what you already got, because they put you on the same level that they're in, because of their persecution and affliction, then what have you gained? The enemy wants to steal the very love of God out of you, because if he can make you stop loving with the love of God, then he will steal your peace, your joy, your goodness, your compassion, your mercy, your long-suffering. He will steal these things from you. I've been through too much, Rev, to miss out on what God has for me because I allowed somebody to get into my flesh, Pastor Gwaltney, and steal the very principles that God have established in me because I'm tired of being tricked. You got to fight the good fight of faith. Hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. He laid down his flesh for us, and we ought to lay down our humanity for the brethren. You got to put your humanity on the back burner sometime. You don't feel like it. I know you don't. I don't feel like it either. I'd rather just go off and just rip them a new head, Brother Terry, and tell them where to go and what to do and how to do it. But then after you get through doing it, you're sitting back and you're going, the Lord is dealing with you with the word of God, and you're going, man, I screwed up. But now you've got too much, you're too uplifted and too bound in your flesh to go and apologize because you said, well, they deserved it. Well, 99.9% of the people you go off on, they probably do deserve it. But that don't mean you got a right to do it. Especially when you don't give your heart and life to God and you're doing all you can to get what you need from God. God is looking on the love of your heart. Love brought me back. I was on my way to being lost and destitute because of hatred and strife in my spirit because I was tired, sis. I was weary, worn out, wanted folks to get what they were dishing out and almost missed what God wanted me, Brother Chet. Almost walk in the church all the time, lifting my hands, praising God, meditating on the word of God, studying the word of God, and still about to miss out on what God has for me, Angelo. Because I wasn't practicing the love of God. I couldn't learn to love past the hatred and the envy. Couldn't love past the persecuting. Couldn't love past the strife and the conflict. Couldn't love past the affliction. You got to lay down your life. You got to bring yourself under subjection to the power of God so that you can love folks that really don't. I want all God has for me. Do you know it costs you more to love folks that hate you than it do to be on a wilderness experience? Because folks that don't like you always smiling in your face. They're the first one to approach you. First one to shake your hand and tell you how much they love you. Know they lying. You know they lying. God know they lying, but you have to suck it up and do the right thing anyway. Because there's something you need from God. There's something you've been asking God for. Anointing and power and the love. Something you've been praying about.
sometimes you have to yield yourself to God in order to get what love brought me back, Sister Sherry. I was lost, but love brought me back. I was broken, but love brought me back. I was self-destroyed, but love brought me back. I couldn't see my way through, but love brought me back. It was covered with clouds, but love gave me the ability to see through the trouble and see that the blessing was right there. The well of water was sitting in front of me all the time, but I couldn't see it because of the trial and the troubles that I was going through. But when I allowed myself and I said, Lord, forgive me, let the love of God shed itself and be brought abroad in my life. And God began to show me there was hatred and envy and strife in your spirit.
Well, it's deep, ain't it? Jump over to the fourth chapter, same book, the sixth verse. Close it. But we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know ye the spirit of by truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is, what is God?
Love.
What is God?
Love.
If God is love and we've been created in the image and likeness of God, if we don't practice or manifest the love that God is, then what do? We are missing the point. If you are a love creation, you were created out of love. And if you are a love creation that God created in his image and in his likeness, and the word of God says he is love, that makes you a love creation. If you are a love creation and you do anything but that, then you are on a self-explosive, self-destruction journey. And your flesh and your body is telling God that you have no confidence or faith in him. That's the last thing I want to tell God, that I have no faith or confidence in him, especially when I think about where he's brought me from, what he's brought me through, and what he's taken me into. You can't love who you want to love because people love you back. That's easy. Folks, give the people that's already got. Try giving to somebody that's got a need. We got all these prophets and prophecies in the land. How come they can't figure this out? Everybody wants to prophesy, but don't nobody want to love. Because it takes something to love. It means you have to yield your flesh to love. It means you have to cast down your imagination, your own reasonings to love. It cost you something. It cost the Father his Son. It's going to cost you something too. Everybody stand. Amen. If you've been under a lot of persecution, a lot of affliction, and trial and tribulation and error in your life, and you might verily say, Lord, it's a possibility that I may just hate that person. I might just hate that person. Just thinking about it in your mind. A brother, a sister, a friend, a cousin, an uncle, an aunt. Preacher, a teacher, anybody. You know how serious God is about this word hate? You can't even hate your dog or your cat. That's how serious he is about the word hate. You think God don't know what hate is? The Bible says there's only one person that hated him, that had enmity with him. And that was flesh. Enmity is translated in the Greek hatred.
the strongest hatred word you could ever possibly see. These folks just practicing hatred nowadays, they ain't got nothing on what the flesh does. So you better believe God hates the word. If you might possibly be that person, possibly somebody that you could possibly hate, if it's just an inkling, listen to me. Just like it only take a little bit of faith, it only take a little bit of that thing to mess you up and to make you miss out on all that God has for you. Your well of water may very well be sitting right in front of you, but you can't see it because your eyesight is clouded by so many trials and affliction and hatred and envy and stuff going on in your life. If you possibly might be that person, I want you to come stand across this front this morning as we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Word of God speaks, would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. The word of God speaks, would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speak, would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speaks. Repeat after me. Father,
Father,
forgive me.
Forgive me.
For if I have any,
for I have any
hatred,
hatred
or enmity,
or enmity
towards
anyone,
forgive me.
Forgive me.
Lord God, clean my heart,
Lord God, clean my heart
and strengthen it.
Strengthen it.
Father, uplift me,
Father, uplift me,
that I might see past,
I might see past
the affliction, the persecution,
and
the anguish. And move into this new realm, that you have made,
that you have made
for me.
For me.
That you, Lord God,
might create in me
a clean heart.
That I might become
everything that you have promised me
and
that I have asked to be. For I am well assured that I am in control of my own destiny
by the power
and the desire of God.
Desire of God.
So, Father,
Father,
here I am.
Here I am.
Touch me.
Touch me.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Strengthen me.
Strengthen me.
And fortify me.
Fortify me.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
And I offer myself up unto you.
I offer myself up
as a living,
breathing,
walking,
hurting,
persecuted,
afflicted,
aggravated,
sacrifice.
Amen. Father, as I anoint your people today to seal that which they have already stated, that they have already asked for, and that they've already believed you for. Lord God, you're going to demonstrate your power in their lives, and you're going to uplift them and undergird them by the power of your Spirit. And Lord God, you're going to encourage them in ways they never thought they can be encouraged. And you're going to strengthen and fortify them like never before. Father, when they leave this front, they're going to know that something fresh and something new is taking place in their spirits and in their souls as they bring and demonstrate the power.
power of God in their lives. Father, I thank you right now for moving by your spirit, Lord God, and standing with them, Lord God, in the midst of adversity and trial and tribulation. Lord God, I thank you right now for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Word of God, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Word of God,
speak. Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place.
Please let me stay and rest
in your holiness. The word of God speaks. Would you fall down like rain? Thank you, Jesus. Washing my eyes to see in your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stand in your holy hand. The word of God speaks. Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see? Hallelujah.
Your majesty.
When I was standing back there and looked at you, and God gave me a word. My brother used this word quite a bit. It's over. I don't know what it is, but I know it's causing you a lot of pain and a lot of agony and a lot of distress. But God told me to tell you this morning, it's over. Now what you make of it and what you do with it is up to you. But God said, it's over. You believe it? Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see? Thank you, Jesus.
Your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holy hand. Word of God speak. Would you fall down my lane, washing my eyes to see?
Come on and praise it.
Your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please
thank you,
let
Jesus.
Me stay and rest in your home.